Blind Cool Tech, October 10, 2005. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, and I hope you'll join me on the walk to work this morning. We're going to try to leave just a tad bit early, so maybe there won't be too much traffic. Is that right, little buddy? I'm going to go out here in the garage and grab something to take with me to lunch out of the freezer. Probably hear the freezer running. I got some really good little personal pan pizzas from Schwann's last week. There's about six of them in a box. Schwann's is not cheap, but that's some good food. No, that's waffles. I don't want a waffle. Shelly must have got those at the grocery store. Yeah, I got some pizzas and some lasagna and some Chinese bowls, they call them. I'm going to try something different here. Let's see what this one is. Well, there must be an easier way to open this. I have the worst time with some of these Schwann's packages. Just going to chat with you this morning about different things. Shut that freezer door while I figure out this box. Yeah, I got some lasagna that, I think they're 1 pound each, and there are four of them in a box, so that should be a substantial lunch. Now, this must be the... Well, I'm not sure which this is. There's only two of them in here, so this must be the Chinese ones. Okay, I'll just take both of them. Bring 2 days worth with me. Mentioned to you my garage is actually a step down from the basement. I live on a hill. Just got through listening to Lynette Tatum's career profile. Really enjoyed that, Lynette. And then we had Scott Howells on yesterday. These career profiles are turning out to be really cool. I'd kind of like to expand those out a little bit even. In fact, one thing that Scott reminded me of is that we could actually talk quite a bit about guide dogs. Let me find my little backpack here. Boy, it has gotten cool this morning. It's been cool the last few days. It went from too hot to too cool. We were actually talking about firing up the heater the other day, and I did turn on the gas in the gas log fireplace thing. I believe I'm going to try to, or I'm going to, remove these gas logs from my fireplace and just treat it as a wood-burning fireplace. Not only just for the ambience and so forth, but because it's less expensive. I always have to watch myself when I'm putting on this backpack in the living room because of the ceiling fan. In case any of you have ever put your hand in the ceiling fan, you'll know what I'm talking about. Getting Jake's harness here. Are you ready to go, little buddy? PC running. We've actually got all the windows closed. I was talking with my dad yesterday, and it's cold in Arkansas even. my throw rug in front of the door there. I am recording, by the way, with the binaural mics and the Olympus WS200S. Sprinkling a little bit, huh? Might have, should have worn some rain gear, but we'll see if we can make it. Yeah. Scott, I do remember those days in the pit over at the sea. I always have a good time whenever I go there. It's kind of interesting. Every experience there is different. That is for sure. Oh, had a nice quiet weekend. Liz took Kim and Joseph back to Kansas on, I guess, Saturday morning. And she's coming back tonight. Or leaving today and getting back tonight. And Donna, my ex-wife, wanted Marley this weekend. So, Saturday was a nice quiet day. I was going to do something and I just ended up reading a book, installing Python onto my Windows system. I've been playing with it on the Linux box a little bit. It's a very interesting looking language. And I think I'm going to delve into that a little bit. Good boy, little buddy. Started to make a show yesterday, and a feedback show, and it just didn't go. So, maybe we'll try to do that this evening if it's quiet enough around. Get up early tomorrow morning and try it. One of the things about these career casts that I've really been interested in is the different accents people have as well. And had a guy send me an email, you know, asking about what would be okay to put in it. And I'm really of the opinion that the more the better. I mean, I've said it before, we know how to hit the fast forward button or the delete button on the MP3 player. I can say I hadn't done that yet on any of them. I think it's fascinating to get these different perspectives from folks of different ages, backgrounds. And as Mary Emerson pointed out on the list, it's really, really interesting to see what a wide variety of backgrounds and talents and interests people have. It is starting to sprinkle a little bit. Well, I thought I was going to beat the traffic, but nope. Somehow, I lost one of the windscreens from these mics. I knew I was going to do it when I started just carrying them in my pocket. So, guess I'll stop at Mom's Music this afternoon and see if I can pick one up there. That's kind of handy to have that little shop right here on Frankfort Avenue. I mentioned I was talking with my dad yesterday, and he was asking me if I'm still doing the podcasting, and I said, yeah. He says, well, how do you find so much to talk about? And that's a good question. A lot of times, I never really even consider myself a very talkative person. But to tell you the truth, I find it therapeutic. It's nice to be able to chat with you guys, and love hearing from you both in your podcasts that you've been submitting. And in on the comment lines and on the email. One of the things too that seems like there's more and more interest in people getting started doing their own podcasts. So we are going to work on that. There is again the digital cast, our digital media cast experiment, dmcex.com, is doing a series on how to get started podcasting, but they haven't even gotten to the RSS aspect of it yet, which seems to be where everybody gets tripped up. So, you know, I mean, the books I've read and articles and so forth, people focus a lot on the content and techniques, which is, of course, it's very important. But I think a lot of people, you know, are wanting 1, 2, 3. How do I do it? Assuming I've already got some content. I already have something to say. Now, this brings up a good point. RSS is, well, one of the acronyms that it stands for is really simple syndication. And it is really simple. I don't recommend doing it by hand, though. Too many opportunities for error. And I think I mentioned to you the goodness, got a little back draft on that one, didn't we, buddy? The service I'm using is Our Media and archive.org, and they actually create an RSS feed for you. And you can provide that URL as a direct link for people to plug into their iPod. And you can give them, you know, your personal, you can give them your personal media page. Well, I didn't beat the traffic by much, did I? But there are a few other ways to generate RSS. And it's kind of a tricky topic. You know, some people don't necessarily want to get into blogs, and that's a sort of a, I won't say an acronym, but a combination of web and log, weblogs, blogs, in case you're not familiar with that, which was actually kind of a precursor to podcasts. There's the Frankfort Avenue Fitness Center. It always smells like Pine Sol. Pine Sol and sweat. Not a very appealing smell. Sure, it's a nice place, though. That's actually another thing I'd like to... Good boy. I'd like to explore a little bit further as more of people's hobbies. You know, we've mentioned some on these career casts. And I know one that I had and I thoroughly enjoyed was Taekwondo. In fact, I made it up to Red Belt. This was back in Texarkana, where I lived for several years, back in the mid-90s. And there was actually a class, there may still be, over at KSB that teaches Kung Fu, and I went to that a couple of times, but it was all right. But one of the things in Taekwondo is, besides the discipline and the obvious benefit of some really good exercise, was that they have a lot of interesting people. Good boy. Became really good friends with my instructor, Mr. Fiore. And we went to down to Lafayette for a jiu-jitsu class and tournament one time, and that I really got into, because it was so much body contact and using your leverage and your strength. Somebody running up behind us here. Sometimes people, well, this guy ran out in the street, I guess, just to get around us, but I've seen people just running out in the street instead of on the sidewalk. I don't quite understand why. But anyway, hobbies and interests would be something I think we could all share and get some benefit from. I'd like to interview, in fact, a guy I met when I lived in Arkansas, a totally blind guy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is I want to say he's a fifth degree black belt in Taekwondo. In fact, I took a few lessons from him. His shop is far enough away from Texarkana that it really wasn't practical. You know, as with anything, if it's... Good morning. If it's a major production to make it happen, you're less likely to do it. You know, that's one of the things, in fact, that Michael Carino points out on his digital media cast experiment. It's very, very true. You know, you have to have your setup where it's convenient to do it.
I may have taken it to the extreme. I've always got a recorder and a microphone with me now. But, you know, it takes me a matter of 5 seconds to get something started for those impromptu interviews and soundseeing tours. That guy actually didn't cut out in front of me. That was nice. That's one thing I don't like, is that the days get shorter and my daylight savings time kicks in. Or is it kicks out? Yeah, it kicks out. Walking to work in the dark. I just don't trust these people in these cars. So, anyway, some hobbies would be really interesting to get into. If any of you want to kick that off, not just hobbies, but any kind of recreational activities. And I think a lot of us, enjoy walking and reading. Liz and I used to walk quite a bit, and well, my wife and I did too. There used to be a couple of dessert shops here on, good boy, you can go, here on Frankfort Avenue that we'd walk to. Of course, that defeated any kind of calorie benefits, but it's all right. It was good. In fact, I started to do a soundseeing tour of a new little dessert / coffee shop. It's here just a couple blocks ahead of me. Liz and Marley and I went in there. Ended up not doing it. It's kind of a retro setup. Looks like something from back in the 50s with the chrome and Formica tables. See, I was also going to say that Scott pointed out that that I've described the WS200S backwards to you. In other words, the three little buttons are really on the front of the machine and not on the back, because there's a screen up there. So, isn't it funny how you can use something, well, like I've done with these microphones too, totally incorrectly. Also had a comment from Eric on the comment line asking about, well, and we will play this, I'll just touch on it a little bit, different styles of using a guide dog. And he was pointing out that when Robert Carter did his GPS demo with the Braille Note PK, that he always gave his dog verbal commands rather than hand gestures, and he may be using hand gestures as well, I'm not sure. But, you know, it's two things. It's probably a lot more than two things. One of them is that, you know, if you take a route and you go different directions, you have to give the dog direction on which way you want to go. In the case, like when I'm walking to and from work, it's really pretty much automatic pilot. I could not say anything. But I found that I really prefer the hand gestures, especially if you're walking with somebody. Now that is very dependent on your dog as well. My last dog, Freddy, I could not walk next to somebody and talk with them because he'd continually look at them and then he'd, you know, kind of drift over towards them and I would bump into them. Jake is actually pretty good at that. But it's all a matter of both the dog, the handler, the environment, and preferences. Is that right, little buddy? He's a good doggy. In case you guys haven't caught it, well, I don't know if it's a new one or not. I just heard about it in the last week or so. A podcast called DC Night Out, where a bunch of guys get together over happy hour and talk about issues of the day. Really neat idea. I was talking to some of the guys at work. I think we should try something like that. Once a week, once every other week or something like that. Thing. They don't have this on the other side, but right here on this side, by the other side, I mean the other side of the road, there's a little button here you can press. I forget what that means when it beeps, which is a shame. One of them means there's a train coming, and one means there's not. The reason I'm going this way is that I want to stop and get a bagel at Nancy's bagel shop this morning. I didn't eat any breakfast. And I love to get their onion bagel with jalapeno cream cheese. One of the bad things about going this way, though, is that there's some construction up here. After we get out of the bagel shop, across Vernon, there's some new townhouses being built, and you have to actually walk out in the street a little bit. Not too crazy about that, for obvious reasons. We were talking earlier about dog experiences. I really would love to do a series on experiences and myths about dogs. You know, I know, I won't say most, but a lot of sighted people actually believe that the dogs read the traffic and just take you wherever they want to go. In fact, who was it on their career profile? Good boy, little buddy. But
hello.
Hi.
What can I get for you today?
I would like an onion and jalapeno cream cheese.
Will do. You need a bag?
I sure don't. I can smell those onions 2 blocks away.
Lured you in here, though.
Absolutely. It worked.
How's your puppy dog doing?
He says rough. Rough, rough. He's doing great. He's a good dog, aren't you, little buddy? Yeah. That's
How
Jake.
Long have you
there.
Had him?
I've had him about a year, year and a half.
What's his name?
Jake.
Jake.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm still waking up. I think
yeah.
I'm a little delirious still.
You need an onion and jalapeno bagel
yeah,
to get going.
The day started. There's your bagel and dollar.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. You all have a good day.
You too. It does smell good in there. Down the street to get around that car. So actually, we probably should have gone behind it. So right up here is where we have to go back out into the streets for a little bit. Had a comment on the comment line from Daryl Chandro. Yesterday or the day before. Really enjoyed hearing from him. He does a great podcast called Blind Access Journal. Good boy. Alright, we're out in the road now, and there's a fence to my right that I could touch to make sure that we're close to it, but I can kind of tell by the oncoming traffic and the traffic behind me that we're all the way to the right. Good boy. Now we're out of the road. He's a good doggy. And one of the things Daryl mentioned on excuse me, his last show was this issue of paying bills. How do you do it? And when I was married, I didn't have anything to do with finances. I let my wife do it all. And after we divorced, I really kind of enjoyed starting to take care of it, but it was a little bit too tedious for my taste. I would get my daughter to help me fill out a check or whatever, but I can say now that I have not written, I may have written 2 checks in the last year, and that's usually just to pay a bill that's not a normal one. Fortunately enough, around here, and I suspect this is true anywhere, most of the utilities, the mortgage company, well, all the utilities, all of my regular bills have it set up where you can pay them electronically, and they'll send you a statement, and it, you know, just to let you know how much it's going to be and when they'll take it out. And they don't charge anything for this service. In fact, I've now been trying to get all my bills converted over to electronic. Mail is something I don't enjoy dealing with either. So I noticed that, well, the cable is not really an issue because it's always the same amount. But now the gas and electric company send an email telling me how much it is and when they'll be.
Good morning.
When they'll take it. Now, to get it set up with these, they're all a little different. And I think I mentioned there's no charge. Some of them, you can just give them your debit card number. Some of them, you have to get them to send you a form and include a voided check so they can get your account number. But really now, the only thing that I really have to deal with is just getting cash. And usually when I go to the grocery store, went to Target yesterday or day before yesterday, for instance, I just pay with the debit card. Write it down, of course, because you will forget it. And in fact, that probably needs to be a project to somebody's to, you know, right now I record it and then put it into Money Talks. Money Talks, by the way, is a really nice checking program that we've developed over at APH. You can actually write checks with it too, and I've been looking forward to doing that, but haven't actually had the need to. I think the last check I wrote was for some eye drops for Fred from this canine ophthalmologist in Cincinnati. That was several months ago. Yeah, there's a dog across the street. Hello, buddy. Turning into the parking lot here at APH. This reminds me, too, another thing that's so different about every dog is that some of them will walk on the right side if you ask them to. Some of them won't. And Jake is really good about that. Fred was okay. All right, little buddy. Good doggy. In fact, I really am amazed with Jake. He's an excellent guide dog. He's the worst dog I've ever had in terms of living with. I mean, he's fine as long as you're around, but you absolutely cannot leave him home alone. Free, anyway. I actually have to put him on a tie down. We're going to do the basement again. There's probably only another week or two of this circuitous route we have to take while they're doing construction. And it's been kind of interesting going down this way, though. I've learned some new places. Hey.
What's happening?
Hey.
Hey there. How y'all doing?
Sure.
Same old good stuff.
Yeah, good.
What's going on, baby?
All right, we'll go ahead and close her down for the moment. If you'd like to contact us, our number is 206-984-9203. You can email us at blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our web address is blindcooltech.com. Really enjoyed talking with y'all this morning, and I hope to hear a lot more from each of you. Y'all have a good one, and we'll talk to you later.